Hello, it's Fake Nukes Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet states of America once again. So let's take a look at this Ruby Ridge thing. Was it 1992? I feel like I should because it's very much associated with the Oklahoma City topic I've covered so much on my channel. And so I haven't had a chance to. There he is. There's Randy Weaver. This is the Ruby Ridge. Randy Weaver. This is a Southern Poverty Law Center article. And I know a lot of you don't like this newspaper. But this is, I think it's important to get what they think of Randy Weaver, because this is how he's going to be remembered, because these are the people who rule over us. Whether you like it or not, these are the people who rule over you. So this is the official recognition of how Randy Weaver will be remembered. Randy Weaver, influential figure for white supremacist militia movements, has died. This is May 13th, 2022. Randy Weaver, whose deadly 1992 standoff with the U.S. government made Ruby Ridge a rallying cry for the anti-government and white nationalist movements throughout ensuing decades, died at his home in Montana on May 11th, according to social media posts made by his daughter, Sarah Weaver. He was 74. So I've already uploaded a video about Randy Weaver and his wife, Vicky, and how identity searches have shown that they were still alive, at least in 2014 or 2000. Vicky was still alive, at least in 2014. They were running a restaurant down in Texas together, and Sarah, the daughter Sarah, was also found in that search, and so I'll post that video down in the description. But I find that video to be highly credible, because this LPZ guy, that guy that made that video, does good work on finding tracing these identity searches in these engines. And so, yeah, if Vicky Weaver was still running a restaurant in 2014, well, then the whole thing's fake. And anyway, let's read on, okay? During an 11-day armed siege beginning on August 21st, 1992, Weaver and his family held off federal agents who were surrounding their off-grid cabin in remote Boundary County, Idaho. By August 23rd, U.S. Marshal William Francis Deegan, Weaver's son Sammy, and his wife Vicky had all been shot dead. Weaver and his three daughters finally surrendered on August 31st. Even as a siege unfolded, far-right activists flocked to Ruby Ridge in support of Weaver in his confrontation with the U.S. government. In the following half-decade, the Weaver story fueled the growth of a burgeoning anti-government militia movement, and some on the radical right used the events to justify acts of domestic terrorism. Okay, what do they say for the next half-decade? That's 50 years? So that includes today. And so, you know, when Joe Biden says the biggest threat America has to face is the white nationalist movement, he's talking about this. Ruby Ridge spawned this entire propaganda campaign that's painting us as these terrorists. Don't you understand that we're just crazed terrorists, and we gather up all these guns, and we make stockpiles of guns, and we build bombs in our, and like Timothy McVeigh here. Like we build bombs, and we put them in Ryder trucks, and we just blow up random buildings for no reason, and we're expecting people to join our cause. Come, I'm going to go blow up this building. Come join my cause. I mean, all of these narratives are just completely crazy. I mean, in 1992, how old was I? I was 24, 25, and I remember when this happened, and it was just ridiculous to me. It's like, what are these people trying to, are they trying to form a militia to take on the United States government? Are they freaking insane? It's like, what, you're going to get maybe 200 guys, maybe 300 guys together with your AK-47s, What are you going to do with your 300 guys? Going to take on the United States government? This was just so insane, so stupid. And, you know, here I am at 57 years old, and I still think this is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You're not going to form a militia? You think the Waffen-SS was the last stand? Okay, they had the most skilled, most advanced army, and they were defending themselves against the onslaught of three empires. You had the Soviet Empire, you had the British Empire, and you had the American Empire, and it required all of that to come destroy a country that was about the size of Texas, right? Germany is about the size of Texas, and three major empires. And the only reason why the Waffen-SS lost is because of just sheer, they're just sheer outnumbered. I mean, on a huge scale. And, but you think you're going to form a militia movement that's going to be better equipped and more skilled than the Waffen-SS? It's just outrageous. At most, you're going to get maybe 500, maybe 1,000 people will come join your cause. But come on. Yeah, it is. And it's still to this day, it pisses me off. This is stupid. This guy here, if we're going to read, he's ex-military. This guy here is a freaking actor. Like I said, he ran a restaurant in Texas with his wife, Vicky. She wasn't dead. Anytime they're ex-military, your red flags go off. Okay, and here they're talking about Timothy McVeigh. See, they link this guy to Timothy McVeigh, this whole ordeal, and also to Waco, which I've also done in another video. I also believe was also fake. All these three events are fake. The Ruby Ridge, Waco, and the Oklahoma City bombing, which killed 168 people. Bullshit. Yeah, find me a photo of one of those injured people. Or and it injured 759. Well, find me a photo of one of those injured, because I've got the photos of the injured. Some of these 755, I've got the photos, and they got bandages around their head, and they're walking around going, "Oh, my head hurts. Oh, oh." Yeah, that's the photos they gave us of these 759 injuries. Okay, and so yeah, you guys can't prove your. This is a wild. Outrageous claim that a bombing killed 168 people and injured 759. That's crazy. That's wild. And you guys can't show me any photographic proof. You know, again, just throwing out these whoppers out there. We don't have to show you any photos. Here, we just told you that all these people died. Yeah, you know, I'm not buying your whoppers. You got to show me some proof. People should be demanding proof, but of course, Americans are trained not to ask for truth. And see, I'm trying to break that training, because it's really bad that you, because it starts wars and you don't resist. You go along with it because you don't demand to see proof. Oh. They'll do it again too. So anyway, go. Oh, here he is. Randall Claude Weaver was born in Wasilla, Iowa, and he. From 1968 to 1970, he served in the U.S. Army's Special Forces. He's an ex-Special Forces dude. I mean, once Special Forces, always Special Forces. He's not retired. He's working in the Psychological Operations Division now. Fooling you people that he's on your side. Oh, I'm a white nationalist like you. I'm a white nationalist like you. No, he's not. He's stereotyping you. And in fact, it lasts to this day. They said for 50 years here, a burgeoning movement that for 50 years, well, that includes today. So they're still tying us to this guy. Still. And they're also still tying us to this Timothy McVeigh guy. Okay, this is propaganda, and it's anti-white propaganda. I don't care how much truth he told about World War II. I don't care how much truth he told about what really happened to the Germans. You know, he's not a hero. He's stereotyping you as a armed militant, ready to do terrorist attacks. That's what this guy is stereotyping you as. And you know, the heroes I find in the movement are people who expose the lies, like Jim Rizzoli with the Holocaust. People like Ernst Zundel, who also exposed the Holocaust and the truth of World War II. And you know, Bradley Smith. You know, Thomas Goodrich, who made that movie or the documentary Hellstorm, who wrote the book Hellstorm. You know, these guys shed light on the huge crime that was World War II. And none of the people I just mentioned ever had any asked their people to get AK-47s. You better stockpile some AK-47. Don't you understand this? And he's associated with the Christian nationalist movement, right? Christian embraced fundamentalist Christian beliefs. And it was called the Christian Identity Movement down here. Now, there's also people on BitChute right now who identify with the Christian Identity Movement, and they're just like this guy. They're wanting to start a militia. See, they're in the same vein and the same spirit as this guy. This guy is a Fed, just like I said, have told you that George Lincoln Rockwell was a Fed and William Luther Pierce was a Fed. They're all stereotyping you, okay? If they're asking you to stockpile weapons, they're a Fed, okay? Plain and simple, okay? You think you're going to create a militia stronger than the Waffen-SS? You're living in fairy tale land. Come back to reality. So it goes on here, and here's the Christian Identity Movement right here. So he was he was associated with the Aryan Nations compound, Richard Gernt Butler. Okay, let's take a look at this guy. How do I get out of here? Oops. So I got to go back to my email now. Okay, couldn't find it. Gernt Butler. So we're on our way to Richard Butler, right? So this is what they say about him. This is Randy Weaver's friend in Idaho, right? White supremacist. This is Wikipedia's page. Richard Butler, white supremacist. I mean, you know, don't you understand how they're stereotyping you? I mean, and look at this guy's mug. That guy. He doesn't represent me. This guy does not represent me. Christian Identity Movement. Let's see. He was a notorious. He was described as a notorious racist. Yeah. Let's see. I think. Well, let's go right to here. Military career. Allegiance: United States of America. Service: United States Army Air Force. he's retired Army Air Force. And he's a retired aerospace engineer. Aerospace engineer. So he's got a degree in aerospace engineer. And he never told his congregation or his followers that the moon landing was fake. Oh, really? you've got an engineer degree in aerospace and you went along with the whole moon landing thing? Well, that means you're a fraud, right? It's like that means you're part of the fake moon landing. Because any engineer who didn't speak out against how fake that thing was and still is, well, then he's part of Zog right here. He's still in the United States Air Force as a psychological operations, and he pigeonholed all you people, tricked you to come join his Christian Identity Movement, and got involved with Randy Weaver, and they associated him with Klansmen, Louis Beam. All these Klansmen are coming around. Selfie. James Wickstrom. I mean, I like James Wickstrom. But, you know, he remains silent on these false flag events, too. You know, James Wickstrom could have told us that because the Oklahoma City bombing was just laughably fake. They made so many mistakes. And for James Wickstrom to not know that the Oklahoma City bombing was a complete laughable event. How come he didn't tell his people? You know, again, I agree with everything he said, but it's just the thing that he doesn't say that are troubling. And he allowed us to get pigeonholed to these articles like that to be written about us. White supremacists, notorious racists. And he didn't speak out. He didn't, how fake that was. And then when Columbine happened, in 1999, you know, he could have spoke out about that. You know, Columbine was a little bit harder to figure out was fake because they showed us some things. But Oklahoma City bombing was easy to point out as being fake. Okay, and he let that slide, and so that I have a problem with that, and all this stuff just stereotypes us into being just terrorists. Okay, terrorists. So here's the Aryan Nations that Butler ran. Here's a symbol of the Aryan Nations. This is the group there where Randy Weaver would go visit, you know. And so how does Wikipedia describe this? Butler was the leader of this. The founder, Richard Butler, was an anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi, white supremacist hate group. White supremacist hate. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, if you're going to let people stereotype you like that, aren't you going to push back? And aren't you going to say, hey, I'm not a terrorist? But you allow them to say things like this to you, and you don't push back. I'm pushing back for you. I'm proving, I'm showing beyond doubt that these terrorist attacks were fake, that it was completely staged. And you don't do that? See, I'm doing your work for you. You're allowing them to do this to you. In 2001, Federal Bureau of Investigation classified Aryan Nations as a terrorist threat. Okay, that still lasts to this day. This is what Joe Biden is talking about when he's saying that you are the number one enemy to America. It's because this still remains in effect right here. And see, and you're not pushing back. I'm pushing back. I'm not stockpiling AK-47s. No, I'm pushing back by exposing these events as total frauds and that we are being stereotyped. That's how I'm pushing. You guys can stockpile all your little food rations and all your ammo. You can do it if you want. I think it's stupid. Okay, for me, I'm going to expose all these events as fake. All these events are fake. I'm exposing Pearl Harbor as fake. I'm exposing 9/11 as fake. I'm exposing London Blitz as fake. The invasion of Poland is fake. All this stuff led to World War II. All this led to the real carnage of Germany, the real war, the real death of women and children in Germany, stuff like this. Charred woman with her skin burned off here. She's been burned to death. See that? That's what a real victim of a bombing looks like. High heat. You only find pictures like this from Germany. You don't find them from Pearl Harbor. You don't find them from London Blitz. You only find them from Germany. Okay. I was very shocked, and it took me a while to figure this out. So I was watching that Hellstorm documentary, and it took me a few times to watch it. And as I was watching, I was saying, you know, the pictures are showing me are completely different than what America shows me. America never shows me a corpse like this. You Americans have a burned corpse like this. You Brits should have lots of women that were burned alive. When you claim that the Germans bombed London, you didn't take a single photo of a burned woman like this. How come the Germans are the only ones who took these photos? Because the crime was a one-way street. The Germans didn't perpetrate a crime against you. You perpetrated the crime against these good people right here. These were good. The Germans were the best people in Europe. They're a good people. See this? This is you can see the skin has been burned off on the phone. You can see the baby is dead. This is what a real bombing victim looks like. You Brits have nothing, nothing like this. You Americans have nothing like this. You Americans tell us that 2,400 sailors died at Pearl Harbor, but you don't give us any photos. You Brits say that 55,000 people died during the London Blitz, but you don't give us any photos. Meanwhile, the Germans are sitting here giving us all these up-close graphic photos. Right? Dead babies. Only from Germany. How come you Brits didn't have any dead babies? Yeah, I know you didn't, because you faked it. You faked it. More dead babies from Germany. Only. Not from America or Britain. funeral pyres, bodies stacked to get burned. We should have seen funeral pyres at London, Coventry, Kent, Pearl Harbor, but we didn't. We didn't see a single funeral pyre. Only in Germany do you see the funeral pyres, because they were dealing with real death over there. Some of you have a hard time understanding this, knowing the difference between real death and fake death. See, this is a mother with her three kids in a bombing raid. You can see that where their skin has been burned off. You can see the eye socket there. And then some of you have the gall to tell me that this is fake. You know, that's whack. Okay, that's whack. This is you were looking at a mother and her three children who were burned alive from Allied bombing, okay, in Dresden. This, you can see the skull. You can see the identifiable anatomy here. Kids that have been burned alive. It's the lower jaw here. See, you can see that they were baked alive. That's why the hair is still there. Is because they were put in an oven at like 1500 degrees. And that's why they've been baked. Okay. Another woman baked alive. You can see the lower jaw. This is not a mannequin. This is identifiable human anatomy here. You can see the skull in the background. That's identifiable human anatomy. These people have been baked alive. Okay. You Allies and you Brits and you Americans have nothing to compare with this. How about all the rapes in Germany? You can see how the woman has her eye swollen. And you can see how her hand is swollen because she's been punching her attackers. So this woman, you can't fake that. She's been raped dozens of times. Dozens. And do you Brits and you Americans have anything to even remotely compare with this? Because I've seen all of your stuff that you give us from your war crimes evidence, none of it even compares to this. Here's a 13-year-old German girl. You can tell she was raped. She died the most horrifying death possible. Are you going to tell me this is a mannequin? No, this is a real 13-year-old girl who's probably been dead for about maybe 4 or 5 days. I don't know, maybe 1 day or 2 days she's been dead. Maybe not 4 or 5, but maybe like 1 or 2 days she's been dead. But this is a real German girl who suffered a horrible death here. This is not a mannequin. She was raped. Can't you see she was raped? Oh my God. And you Allies have nothing that compares to this. Nothing. This is how you fight back. This is how you, and that's why Thomas Goodrich did such good work. I didn't realize all these photos existed. I'm only going through just a few of them. You know, there's a, you know, more charred bodies, you know, from Dresden. It's these boys here were burned alive. We should be seeing charred bodies like this at Pearl Harbor. Why didn't we see a single charred body at Pearl Harbor? Because the Pearl Harbor was a drill. That's why it was a drill. So, yeah, I'm not following. So this is what I'm exposing. This, the huge crime that was World War II, what we did to Japanese people and the German people. We started a war based on false pretense. The Japanese were nowhere near Pearl Harbor. The Germans did not bomb London. And the invasion of Poland was completely falsely reported. There is no real death I could find from the photos of Poland either. I got this Julian Bryan guy over there faking photographs over there in Warsaw. That's what I get when I investigate the invasion of Poland. And Julian Bryan was a fraud. He was an American photographer who would stage scenes, and he did it over in Warsaw too. And all these areas, they're all faking these events so they could justify coming at Brittany with three major empires. And wipe it off the map. Kill all the women, kill all the children, and genocide of Germany. Okay, so that's how you fight back. You try to awake the people to the truth, and that all these events, they're trying to paint us as terrorists, when in fact the opposite is true. They're the terrorists, and they are faking these events to make us look like We're one of them, but we're not. We're different. That's why they came after us. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later. Bye.